Morning to you, Eddie.
Good morning, guys.
How you going, mate?
I'm good, yeah.
So, after eight rounds, we're 4 from 4. Do you reckon at the start of the year, if given, you know, everyone was saying how tough the draw was, do you think the club would have been happy with that? Or do you look back on a few of those games and think, geez, bit of extra effort, bit of better coordination, we could be 6 from 8, even 7 from 8?
Yeah, exactly what you said. I think looking at the draw, we would have been happy, but going back and looking at the games that we've played, you know, we lost against the top four sides, basically, in North Melbourne, which we were in front the whole game until they overran us in the last quarter, and Hawthorne, which we played awesome all game, and they overran us in the last quarter, and, you know, with Geelong and Bulldogs just beating us. So, yeah, I guess we're pretty happy where we are, but, you know, we can improve. And some of them games we should have won. But we just couldn't get over the line.
It felt a bit like last week's game was probably the worst of them. And the third quarter was really good. But apart from that, and we were helped by Geelong's inaccuracy, there was still a chance that we could have pinched a win somehow. You know, we could have hit the front and poor old Paul Seedsman dead in front. What goes through your mind when you seize up like that? Because you stand there as a fan, you think 20 metres out, I could have kicked that.
Yeah.
Is it all psychology? Is it all in your mind?
It might be in your head. I guess when you have shots in front and, you know, it's put your, you know, team in front, you're thinking, don't miss. And then you miss, you think, oh, crap. And then they got a run on after that. They kicked 3 goals, 4 goals straight after that. So, I missed one, I think, just before Paul.
You're right on the boundary line.
Right on the boundary, you know, that would put us in front too.
So. Is that your least favourite pocket?
At the moment it is, because I missed it from there.
Because if you're down the other end, if you're down on the southern end, the southwestern end, the Eddie Betts pocket.
They should go through.
Automatic.
Did you? But yeah, we felt that, like, as a group after the game, we knew that was probably the worst game we played, and we were still in it. To the last quarter, you know. So we've got to learn from it and move forward.
Did you cross paths with Paddy Dangerfield at all?
I did, but it's funny because when Paddy was at Adelaide, we used to say when he was dominating in a practice match, I would tell him stop ruining the game. Like, we're trying to get our game plan right, and you were just ruining it.
What, by getting 50 touches?
Yeah, and I told him that during the game. We're like, just stop ruining the game. And he looked back and gave me a little smile.
The nice thing was on the weekend, there were a few moments where he seemed to almost lapsed back and thought he was playing for the Crows, because even though he had a lot of touches, a few of them he kicked the ball straight to us, which was nice.
That's the same old Fatty, eh? But I'd be saying that he came around home on the Thursday and brought a little...
What, to your place?
Yeah, to my place, and just popped in a satellite and bought a little Geelong jumper for Louis, and he hadn't taken it off, Louis. He's got it on. I've got to tell him to put his Crows jumper back on.
He's not trying to recruit him to the Geelong cause, is he?
I think he has, because Louis loves Paddy. He just, Paddy. I'll get him back on board, don't
There's
you worry.
There's some sort of cruel Shakespearean irony about the fact that every little kid in Adelaide loves Eddie Betts as their favourite player.
Except for my son.
Patrick,
second favourite.
Hey, on the game, Eddie, a lot's been spoken about over the course of the last week about the struggles that the on-ball division have been having, the midfield's been having. Do you think that'll see... We'll have more of you up around the ball, up around stoppages. Charlie Cameron was up on the wing and did a really good job on the weekend. Are we going to see more of that, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Putting Charlie up on the wing really changed the game for us, really, with his speed. We gave him the ball and he just, you know, took it on, got it forward for us. So I guess in saying that, we just need an even contribution with everyone to win the game. So you can tell for the last two games we haven't had that. So... this week, going up to the Gold Coast, we just have to have an even contribution. And hopefully, I'll talk to Don and hopefully he can get me up in the midfield.
Do you like it up there?
Yeah, I do. Especially when you're stuck down in the forward pocket and you're not getting the ball and it's not coming down there. And, you know, it's probably the worst position to play on the ground. You want to get yourself up, get a few touches and then reset forward and hopefully kick a few goals.
Because we weren't getting that many inside 50s, were we, on the weekend?
No, but in saying that, when we got it into our forward 50, we scored. So
That's sort of been the story of the year, though, hasn't it? Like, whenever it's got down into the forward 50, the club's been a goal-scoring machine. It's a question of getting it there.
Yeah, and the other question is stopping it from going into our defensive 50 into their forward 50, and, and that's on the back of team defence. So, and that's what we've got to improve on, and hopefully we can.
The past few weeks have shown how important Rory Laird is to the team, haven't they?
Yeah, and I think Rory's one more week off with his toe. You know, that run off half back, and you know, he loves to read the play really well, and yeah, we miss him, so hopefully he can get that toe back and going and get ready for the next one.
Eddie, it's been mentioned to me that your mate's with Jared Ruffhead, who of course is going through a tough time at the moment. Everyone is thinking of him. I didn't realise you guys were mates though.
Yeah, we've known each other for a while, and I think just going over to the US with him for the Australian team, we've become really close. And yeah, it's really sad to see it, you know, come back again. You know, he's got his support and his wife Sarah, and you know, we all support him. The AFL world supporting him, and we wish him all the best because you know he's one of the loveliest guys going around, probably one of the nicest in the AFL. So. Yeah, we wish him all the best.
Yeah, I think you made the point the other day, Dave, that he's just one of the more likeable guys that plays footy.
Yeah.
Just genuinely.
He just seems like a quality bloke.
He is. He's a quality guy, and it's just so sad to see what's happened to him again.
Well, fingers crossed. I mean, you know, there's plenty of people pulled through things like this, so it's probably going to knock his career as a footballer. That's going to have to take second place to his battle now, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, his health is the most important thing at this time, and, you know, everyone. All his wife to support him and his family, and yeah, like I said, it's sad. When we heard it at home, you know, it was a bit emotional because we actually went out for dinner with him after the Hawthorn game on the Saturday.
Yeah, right.
And we heard about it, you know, 2 days ago. And Anna's been in contact with his wife Sarah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just it's no good.
No, it's terrible news. So you're off to the Gold Coast this weekend, Eddie, and they had a flying start to the year. I think after they beat, Fremantle
over there.
Everyone thought they were the real deal. They probably didn't realise how poor Freo were going at the time. But they're in a bit of a slump now, and probably no Ablett with the concussion. Do you still regard it as a danger game though?
Yeah, it is. You know, we can't go up there thinking that we're just going to win easily. You know, we've got to go up and you know, to play our way, and you know, that's getting our fundamentals right in our board movement. And our team defense. So we've just got to go out there and just get the win, more importantly. You know, they got players, four key tools, I think, that's coming back in. And they lost the last four or five?
Yeah, five.
Five. So really, they got nothing really to lose, so they're going to come out and give it everything. So
yeah, they won the first three, then they've lost five on the trot.
Yeah, so we can't go up there and take it lightly. We've got to go up there and you know, play our way and get the win.
Mate, very romantic looking photo on the back of the Tizer this morning. You and Jared Lyons there, hand in hand at training. Do they give you any heads up that they were going to have a bit of fun with you?
No, I've got a few messages about it this morning too. Nice little lovey-dovey handshake.
So that's the way you get back in the side. Mark Bickley suggested Jared Lyons is back in this week.
I actually said to him at that point, I'm pretty sure I said, train well, man, because you might be back in, and give him a little handshake. But doesn't look like our normal handshake on the back of the paper. It's normally like pretty gangster, and we go up, down, what's up, brother? And this one's a bit different.
So you say. So, well, the pictures don't lie. I mean.
And then before we let you go, you got a fun fact for us this week?
Yeah, I do. It's about Metricon, actually, going up there. We haven't lost in Metricon since 1992.
92?
Yeah.
Was Metricon there in 92?
Oh, up in Queensland, I think it is. So
92?
I think in the last five games, Tex Walker's kicked 20 goals.
Oh, seriously?
Well, that'd be good.
So Big Taylor's due.
He's due. Yeah. He's due.
So if I'm 15 metres out, I'm going to hand pass to Taylor.
You'll live to give, Eddie Betts.
That's it.
Great to have you in, mate.
Thanks, Eddie.
Thanks,
good luck
guys.
On the
thanks
weekend.
Thanks for having me.